Smash number 20810.
Reg Badger Eel Toe.
Yeah, they bring in the merchant ships would come in if they had any wounded on, they would be taken off and in the rock itself, what we dug out and blasted out, they built a hospital, a proper hospital, and they used to be taken in there till they got well. Then they were back on a merchant ship when it come in next time, sort of business, that sort of thing. I went back to Gibraltar a couple of years ago, but I didn't recognize it. The Rock of Gibraltar is still there, if you know what I mean, but great big blocks of flats. The first thing we saw when we got on a boat, and we got off the boat, got on the quayside, and the first thing we saw was Marks and Spencer's. Marks and Spencer's, a Chinese restaurant. They are there.
What were these tunnels like in the rock to be in?
Oh, some of them were massive, big, really, really big. The one we built for a hospital at Europa Point, that's the opposite end of the rock, that end. Spain is that end, La Linea, north, that end. We blasted out a huge, great rock. That was huge. I never did see it all finished there. But one they blasted out a great big one, and it's like a great big cavern. And when the fleet come in, they kept pumping all the fresh water in there, like a big reservoir, because only water they had was off the catchments at North Front, and if it didn't rain, you didn't get no water. So we had to rely on them, the Navy. Because you wouldn't have no fresh water. They have now, they got these distilled plants. We pump salt water in and make it fresh and do all that sort of business now. But then when we come back from there, Gibraltar, exactly 3 years on and all. We went to Boroughbridge, Bridge in Yorkshire, and got the train, marched out the road into a field. We had to put up bell tents. Within a couple of days, half the battalion had gone down with colds, flu, goodness knows what, really bad. So they took us out of there and they took us into Boroughbridge and put us in Nissen huts there. I can't honestly tell you how long we were there, but we were getting well on now to the end of 43, must be. And oh, we went down the railway station, that was right. We went down the railway station and we had a consignment of new brine gun carriers coming, Canadian brine gun carriers, because we only had old ones that we were practicing with. And we had these new brine gun carriers that we had to have a go on over the Yorkshire Mells, dells and one thing and another. And we were out on the Yorkshire Moors then for quite a while. Then we were given leave. We were given leave, and while I was home, I had a telegram come to say I had to report back to Bewley at Southampton. Bewley, Southampton. So I just had my finished my leave. I forget the dates, but I finished my leave. I had a railway warrant, went to Bewley, our little railway station, and some of my other mates had turned up at the same time. And army truck was there. Get on that, off we go. Ooh, ooh, dear old. Right through the woods, wherever we going. And we get there and we stop. Oh, get out, get out. There's great big piles of tents and all this there. And we have put these bell tents up again in Beauty Woods. And that started to rain. And that never stopped for 3 days. That never stopped for 3 days. And the duck boards that we managed to scrounge floated in the water. And I got that in my records there on the settee, that with the mud and that. And we were practicing driving from there down to Southampton and all this, that there, down to the docks and that. But I didn't mind that because my sister lived in Southampton. So I used to slide off in my brain gun carrier, my other three mates, that was the crew on the brain gun carrier, used to slide off. Now you're my sister who lived, I'd go off in my brain gun carrier and go and visit her in Southampton. And then I got reported for making a noise with a brain gun carrier in Southampton. So they put a stop to that. Well, we kept practicing and all this, you know, going down to Southampton and going down the hard, as they called it. That's like a concrete runway that led into the boats, these landing craft. We didn't know what they were then. But we kept on and on. And what happened, I don't know. We were absolutely fed up there because there was absolutely nothing there, and we used to have to sit on our kit bags because of the water. And then the Americans come in and they took over and they dug drainage ditches and everything else, and they put proper cookhouses up and took over the administration of the camp. Like, what's going on? This is all right, this is. And the next thing we know, they put barbed wire all around a huge great big camp. And then we were penned in. Then I got the dates there somewhere. And we weren't allowed out of camp no more. You know, what's going on? And then we were called up, given a conference, and payday come up. Go and get your pay. What the hell is this? That's all French money. French money? Where are we going? Where are we going to France? No. What we got French money for? What you got? That's what you got, French money. We didn't know what it was. Playing cards, you're you have it. We don't want it, you know. Anyway, we stopped there. Then early one morning, come on up on your carriers. But we've had to load our carriers up. And we put an extra side on, a meter high, and waterproof it, and an exhaust pipe up above that, and waterproof that. And it is funny, we loaded it up, right the way up the top. I was the driver of one, then my brain gunner was there, and I had a wireless operator on it, but they had to lay flat on top of all the ammunition boxes, because it's right the way up the top, loaded up with ammo. And jerry cans on the back there. I had two each side at the back. We weren't allowed to take any water. We had to take water of petrol. They said if we wanted water, we get it when we get over there. Because they told us, I missed that bit, but we had a conference and they told us we were going to Normandy, you know, for invasion. So early one morning, all out, down to Southampton. Oh, God. We thought, another exercise. So we didn't take no cigarettes, but our water bottles, mine was empty. So was my mates and that. But anyway, we get off down to Southampton and we didn't stop. We just reversed, backed up onto this boat, three abreast. And in the middle would be a 30 underweight truck, you know, sort of army truck, brain car as you say, on his landing craft. I said, what's going on? They loaded up, up went the ramp, out we reversed out. So there's one wavy line naval officer, lieutenant there, and one Matlow, that was the Navy. Out we went, then as we went out, another one in took our place to load up. And we went on like that, and I can show you my discharge papers. I went out, I think it was the 2nd of June, not the 6th of June, D-Day. I went on the 2nd of June. I can show you my discharge papers. I got them there. I went on the 2nd of June that I went out, and we were going out further and further and further out to sea, because every time one got loaded up at Southampton, that was pushed out, and another one took its place. So we were going out and out. So in the end, we were right out to sea, miles out to sea, and that we never got caught. Nobody saw it. I can't never understand it, because the next day, that was all postponed. It should have been on the Monday, D-Day, postponed till the Tuesday. Well, I was on the boat nearly a week, and we had no water, no cigarettes, no nothing. And our portable radios we had on the brain gun carriers, we've been using them to listen to the BBC. So the time we wanted them, the batteries were flat, so they weren't no good. That was no good. But that was the real thing. We didn't come off no more, but we didn't know. And then when they set off at night, see, a lot of them went from the Isle of Wight. They went from the Isle of Wight, and all my battalion were on the Glenroy, a boat of some sort. I don't know, because I wasn't on it. But it was called the Glenroy, all the battalions on it. I was on a landing craft, a tank landing craft. And when we went off, we were the first in. The only ones that we saw were a few dead Marine commandos that had swum in, and they supposed to took these mines off of these big iron stakes that were sticking up about. But the tide had gone out, so they were all sticking out of the water. So I was, God almighty, when we saw this lot. You know? But then the old naval bloke, he let the ramp down. Of course, as he let the ramp down, we were going up the beach this way. He let the ramp down, and the boat swung round with the tide, so the ramp was pulling up that way. And the first two brain gun cars that went off, they disappeared under the water. I didn't see them no more. I said, bugger, bugger you, we ain't getting off there. Of course, we were going down with the tide, and then he managed to swing round, and he got off down near Sword Beach. I got off at Gold Beach, should have been. But we got down mixed up with the Canadians, my landing craft did. But we got off there and managed to get up the beach somehow. Don't ask how we got off the beach, I don't know. Not with the load we had on those brain gun carriers. That's mine up there in that photograph, up there. But when I was blown up. And we managed to get off the beach with this big load. And there was a Canadian officer, said, where do we go? He said, down there. So off we went down this country road, and we saw another officer. He said, well, just keep going that way, he said. That's all you can do. So that's what we done. And then I went round a corner on this country lane on a grass version. Must have went over a mine, because I blew the track off the front of the carrier, my brain gun carrier, and the first bogey wheel. But none of us were hurt.